Okay. So yesterday, just to review, what we dealt with was we focused on the question of the two reasons that are offered by the Gemara, right? So we have two reasons. One is people are home, I'm just doing a shorthand.
And candles are nice.
Candles, yay. Okay.
And you can only see them at night,
right? Well. Exactly. Okay, and then we noted that you have to use this one answer, right? Right, one or two, and if it's two, is it that, right, you need, right, they both, let's say, add a dimension, right, or, right, or either or works, right, or is it that one is primary, and then you got to figure out which one is primary, is it that people are home, or that, is it the candles one? Right? This is what we dealt with yesterday, and we had filled in names for everything, right? The one answer is the Ron, explained in different ways by the Shmuel, by the Ramban, I think we looked at yesterday, right? The Ritva, right, raises both of these possibilities, right? Right,
when
the primary candles are home.
Okay, anyways. So what I want to deal with today, as we said, is the
question of the why to what, right? Let's call it why. Right? The why shapes the what, or the why and the what are separate. Okay? Is that clear? Right? Meaning, right? Or the way we did yesterday was the what, right? This was like eating healthy, right? And this was like the stoplight. That was the examples we gave yesterday, right? That sometimes the why, right? All there is the why, right? That what I'm giving you is a guiding principle, right? There's no rules. Eat this food, don't eat that food. It's eat properly. And therefore, if I can explain to you why this food is healthy for you, even if it's not for somebody else, right, then you should eat it because there aren't rules, right? So if someone is diabetic and their sugar is plummeting, then suddenly candy becomes healthy. Someone's allergic to broccoli, right? Then it's not healthy, right? Because this isn't a series of formalities, right? It's, right, substantive, right? If you want to do it differently, you can call it substantive, right? Is it substantive reasons or by the end, is it formal, right? And within that context, we have to deal with the Hilchos, right? Because the Hilchos is at this nexus of the, right? The therefore is the link between the whys and the what. And you've got to figure out, well, how does the why link to the what such that it explains why the Talmud Chacham isn't allowed to learn, right? That was what we were up to yesterday. Yes? Okay, good. Now, several of you said, did we look at the Meiri? The answer is no, we didn't look at the Meiri so much. I'm happy to do that now, but, you know, unless I was incorrect, you guys were still dying a little bit from, I'm really trying now the source that didn't write, like, over, you know, write in some way, Rabin's wanted to cut it down a little bit, even though it hurts me deep, deep, deep in my soul to cut down sources. What?
I don't need to cut them down, I just won't finish.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But for the one of the candles, I put some translations, you know, more than, anyways. Oh, okay. But if you want, we can do the Meiri quickly. So the Meiri says, "Va'av b'dikat chametz afa pishen yisuro el mishishaot ulim ma'ala makdim levi gdikato." Right. Even though the prohibition on chametz is only 6 hours into the day, we do bidika earlier, kamosha b'arnu. V'shema tomar nivdog b'arbasar shacharit. Maybe you should search in the 14th of the morning. V'day lanu hakedima b'kach. Ein b'nei adam mitzuyim b'batehem. People aren't home. V'nimtsu mitrash lim. So they'll be lazy. V'afilu haya adam batel. And even if someone doesn't work, mikol makom or haner yafel l'bidika kedei lachniso l'chorim l'stakim. And even if someone doesn't work, so he could do it at any time, you need candles to get into the corners. The ain or shalah shall let it be yom, and its light is not good enough during the day. Ha'adam batel ubayit afel, yirim yisug yizu she'efshar livdok bo bayom. Okay, so the Meiri, right? Since you guys wanted the Meiri, we'll start with the Meiri. So where does the Meiri fall on this? Is it one answer, two answers?
right? Do they both add? Is it either or? Which is it? So he's either, what? So it's either this, it's probably this, right? They both add, right? Which is people are home, right? But even, right, so people are home. So now if it was only that people were home, then what would you say? If someone doesn't work, he could do it 13th during the day. But you need candles, and therefore we push it to the 14th at night, right?
They're both substantive.
Good. Substantive. Now, let's move to the next question. Okay, so what is the link between the why and the what, and how do you read the Hilkach? Okay, those are the two questions we want to deal with. Okay, so before I come to the Mi'iri, since we're already in the Mi'iri, but if I asked you Misvara, what would you say? Right, both of these questions. Do you think that the reasons given in the Gemara, whether there's one or two answers, is it a substantive reason, meaning a reason that continues to shape the law, right? That not only is it the rationale for the law, but it continues to shape the implementation of the law? Or would you say, no, it was the rationale for the law, but now we formalize it, and now stop asking me whether the reasons work. It is what it is. What would you have said, Misvara, or from the Gemara, what would you have said, all things being equal, Kobi, Avi, Mordechai, and the order that you'll raise your hands. Yes, Kobe.
I think based on the reform that I have to say that
something
like a candle is like substantive.
Okay, so Kobe says it's substantive.
And also I think that they both said substantive means candles, but at night it was a formal decision by
Gemara. Okay, so wait. Okay. So by substantive I don't mean, okay, let's come up with a better word then. Right, meaning, does the, right, really what it is does the why continue to affect the what, right? So you think.
I think that maybe it's still, you just do it during the day with sunlight, but it wants you to really said that at night.
Wait. So two questions, right? Is what is the relationship between the why and the what? Meaning, is it that each time we want to figure out whether you could do bidika, let's say early or late, right, we go back to these reasons, right? Or do we say, listen, this was the logic why Chazal set up the takana, but now it's like a stoplight, you just do it, right? You don't run the stoplight because that's what you do, and don't start giving me svaras, right? Which you're telling me which one?
I think it's both.
Can be both. Yeah. Either the rationales
the
continue to. What do you mean it's substantive? Meaning by substantive I mean that it continues. That it's not just okay. Fine. Here. Find it. Let me put different words on it. Okay.
No, I understand.
No, I know, but I want to make it clear. Okay. Right. Do we keep asking whether the reasons apply in each circumstance, or is that a historical artifact? Okay? Meaning it doesn't matter anymore. It's a historical point. Meaning this is why Chazal did it, but I don't care anymore. Yes. When people say, what would it mean to say that this, right, that we keep asking whether it applies, and what would it mean to say it's an artifact, that there's a split between the why and the what? What would the nafkamina be? Yes. What would be an example of changing? This is not so crazy. If you don't work, and it's you, if you don't, if you are a lazy, you okay, forget lazy. Okay, you decide that you are 21, 22. You decide you want to move out of your parents' house. Thank you. If you decide that you want to move out of your parents' house, you want your own space. Okay? Who wants to be the person who decides to do this? Okay? And you live in an expensive city, but I gave Seattle, right? Right? So, what you can manage to afford on your job at that point, because, you know, you haven't yet made your millions, right, is a basement apartment.
I was going to say
okay?
A studio apartment.
Right? A basement. Fine. A closet in a basement. Fine.
Not
fine.
A studio apartment.
But you also don't really work yet, right? You've decided you're taking some time just to decide your life. So you don't work, and you're living in a basement. Okay? So now, it is the 13th of Nisan in the morning, right? And it is pitch black because no sunlight enters your very sad little room under the, right, in the basement, right? Right, this has gotten very dark very quickly. But whatever. Are you allowed to say, hey, let me perk up my day by doing Vidika Chametz now? Yay!
Light a candle to bring some joy.
Yes, light a candle to bring joy and to find, you know, that cupcake that I've been, you know, that box of Oreos, which is all I've been eating since I left my parents' house because I haven't learned to cook. Okay, right, we've now come up with a very depressing scenario. What?
That's
unfortunately, I mean, not for Kobe, but unfortunately there are people who live their lives this way. Yes. Not Kobe, Rachmanov's life. So then would you say, are you allowed to do that? Are we set? Because if you say, listen, reason to do it at night is because you're home and you need a candle. You have a candle. It's pitch black, right? The candle will work, right? Leave the Yerushalmi for 3 seconds, right? And you're home. Wonderful, right? Just do Bedika, 13th in the morning, yalla, end of story. Or do we say, I mean, it's very true. You have, you are Yoshev Ubatel, you do nothing ever. And, you know, it is pitch black in your depressing little hole in a hole under the, well, under the floor in your little closet in the basement, right? But Chazal said the 14th, and I don't care if logically you, right, every reason that we suggested for Bedika allows you to do Bedika now, right? Chazal said the 14th at night, and that's it. Which one? Meaning, are you allowed to check now in the morning?
Possibly.
Okay, right? So, if you look at the Meiri, right, since we're already reading the Meiri says, Yireh Misigyazu, so he says, Ha'adam Batel, Ubayit Afel, Yireh Misigyazu, Shef Sharlav Delkvo Bayon. So he thinks that both reasons add something, but he thinks they are substantive. And therefore, what does he say? Kobe, who is now at home alone in the dark, he's allowed to do Bedika, right? So on this next conceptual question, which is not just what is the connection to these answers, but are these answers live factors in when you're allowed to do Bedika, or were they just the reasons behind why Chazal said do in the 14th at night? The Meiri rules and says it's a live reason. No. You do 13 in the day, as we just said. 13 in the day, no problem. You live in a basement, you want to do 13 in the day, it's a day. What? Well, maybe not the 14th, because that would be after the time. The chiyuv already devolved, but fine. Right? That would be because it's late. No. It's just that, like, you were already hyped to do it the 14th at night, so you can't delay it, right? But early, right? No one's ever going to say you can lechatchila. Well, we'll see with the Achsadra case. Some people might say you could do it late. But under normal circumstances, we wouldn't say you could do it late. Okay? We'll hold the late till Achsadra, but easy case, 13th during the day. Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, so maybe. He doesn't. He thinks 13th during the day, but we'll see with the Achsadra. But the Meiri, right? So are the reasons live? Right? Meaning, how do you want to phrase it? Well, we'll make it clearer for you guys. Right?
What?
Fine. Right? Are they still relevant? Right? Versus historically interesting. Right? Right, but not relevant anymore. Right? So Meiri says relevant, and since he also holds that it's both, so as long as you can check off both boxes, then you can do it early. However, he then notes in the next line, and he says, Elo shebetalmud ha-ma'arav amru behedya sha'af bizu asur sha'af bevet afel in orshala noher bayom kival layla. And then he says, in the Yerushalmi, it's clear it doesn't work because candles don't work during the day. Now, does he give up on this? Does he give up on this? That it's the idea that the reasons remain relevant? No. Right? He keeps this. It's just that he moved here with the weird Yerushalmi, right? Which is that the candles, or maybe he stays here, but he just says that you think that candles help. No. Kobe's life has just gotten even darker because we believe, because candles, he will try to bring some light into his life, and it, right, he's trying to bring light into his life in his basement, but he can't because it's the day, and therefore light doesn't even work properly, so it is even more depressing. Great. It does seem to be making a physical reality. Remember, he said that's how they would figure out what time it was.
So,
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no... so then you have to ask, is it the light doesn't work during the day? Or it's a halation, or candles, fire, maybe electric, just go there on it. So, and if electric isn't subject to the rule, then you're going to use Xiaomi. You could do it with a flashlight.
But not having
you. I don't know. I honestly haven't the slightest clue behind the science there. If anyone wants to do a little bit of research and trying to figure out what ancient idea of science led them to believe this. Look, often when you find really weird things like that in Chazal, it's not because they had like some surahs, because that was like a well understood scientific thing, right? Like the notion that, right, like Chazal make a big deal of the fact that if a baby is born in the eighth month, right, of pregnancy, the baby will not live. Right, it's impossible. And therefore, if the baby is born on Shabbos, you can't touch it. It's muksa because it's going to die. It's just dead already. Right? This was a very widespread belief in the ancient world, right? That a baby born in the ninth month could live, and a baby born in the seventh month could live, but a baby born in the eighth month could not live. What?
When you said eighth, my assumption
was that that's too early. Oh, no. Eighth. Just the eighth. Not the seventh or the ninth. The eighth. In the seventh? I don't know. In the eighth? That's eighth. That's eighth month. So then Chazal say it's post facto evidence that they actually were fully developed in the womb or something like that, right? I mean, there are certain very rare extent, or whatever, right? I mean, Chazal have ways of doing it. But this is like a widespread belief. So if you ask me, why did Chazal believe that? It's not like Akash and Chazal. It's a very widespread belief. It isn't true. It isn't, but it's right. That is not true anymore. It probably was never true, but it is definitely not true anymore. Look, I'm pretty sure that I am alive. I'm pretty sure that I am alive. I was born in the eighth month. I was born at 34 weeks, right? So I'm pretty sure, and I have two children who were born in the eighth month. Now, so I once heard from Rav Schechter that he said, like, Kobe, I once heard from Rav Schechter that he's like, you always have to be careful with what you say. Because once he mentioned this sugya, and he said jokingly that there are actually shitur nachronim who take this seriously, and therefore say that that if someone's born in the eighth month, he's not considered vadai alive until he's 20. And if he survives till 20, so then we can decide that he's alive. And he said this as like a joke. I mean, there are such
She did, I think. But he said that then one of his students came over to him like a few years later and he said, Rebbe, wish me Mazel Tov. I'm alive. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I was born in the 8th month and I was like really worried, right? But like I'm now 20. And he's like, I really, it was not serious. I'm more than 20, so maybe I am.
Did the rabbi tell him that he was going to die in school?
What? I mean, well, eventually. Anyways.
Oh my God, he was born in the 8th month.
I have no idea. Okay. Right? But, so the Meiri, right, in the end of the day, in both of his answers, seems to think that it's relevant. The only question is whether we believe in this, like, magic candle svara of the Yerushalmi, right? That daytime makes candles not work. Right? And if we do, then in Malasot, you always have to do it at night. But presumably, according to the Meiri, could you do it the 13th at night, according to everybody, if you just don't work and you don't have any chametz left? Mistama, right? You would end up saying you could do it the 13th at night, right? Correct. If the 14th isn't special and whatever, you know, then you could do it like the Balamor and whatever, right? You could do it early, right? What in the Gemara? Now, well, we can look through some other Rishonim, but I think that the easiest way to see this is the Hilchos, right? Is, again, that magic, therefore, right? Because when I read the Gemara, and the Gemara says, because of these two reasons, a Talmud Chacham isn't allowed to start learning in the 13th going to 14th, right? What is the therefore, right? What about these reasons tell you that someone...
it's like saying that a Talmud Chacham doesn't have a job.
Okay, therefore.
So we could do the mitzvah during the daytime and we're at night. But we still want him to do it at night anyway.
Because? Okay, so one possibility is to say that the Hilchos tells you this, right? That basically you could have said, listen, if, let's make Kobe's life a little bit happier, okay? Now, Kobe didn't move out of his parents' house because he was sad and living in a basement. He moved there because he discovered that in the basement apartment that he rented, it is just the best place to learn. It's quiet. Nobody is there, right? Nobody is there, right? Kobe just wanted quiet, right? He just wanted quiet. So he said for the next few months, you know, I need to make a siyum hashas. I'm just going to lock myself in a room for 6 months, and I'm just going to learn all of shas, and then I'll emerge when I'm done, okay? What? So he locks himself in the room, right? And 6 months, so he dedicates himself to 15 blot a day. Okay. So he's, what? Well, that would be 6 months. So, more or less. So Kobe decides he's going to move into this basement bar and just learn all day. So Kobe says, well, wait a second. I'm home. And if I don't believe in the magic candle as far as the Yerushalmi, right? So I'm home. So listen, I had a bit of a lull, right, in the middle of the day. And, you know, whatever, I need a break. So the best thing I could do is I could take a break, do a mitzvah, and then tonight I'll be free to learn, right? Or Kobe will say, listen, I don't have so much space. We think it's going to make 5 minutes. All I have is that bag, the box of Oreos, right? That's what I live on while I'm learning all of Shas, right? These, you know, because they never go stale, so I just have boxes and boxes of Oreos, so I don't even have to go out shopping, right? I'm sorry I'm making your life so depressing here, but okay. I have no idea anymore. Right? So fine. So he says, listen, I'm in the middle of a sugya, right? I'm going to be home in another hour or two. I don't go anywhere. I just learn all day, right? All day, all night, all day, all night. So shkia's in half an hour. New? So shkia's in half an hour. Who cares, right? I'm in the middle of a sugya. I'm going to learn now. When I finish the sugya, I'll do bedika. What's the big deal? It'll take me 5 minutes. Why should I lose my concentration in the middle of a sugya? So, if you thought like the Meiri, right? If you thought that this was substantive, so you might say, listen, he's home anyways. He has candles anyways. So what difference does it make? He does it a little bit early, does it a little bit later, who cares, right? But if you say that, no, these are just the background. But now there's a takana. For whatever reason, we made the takana. The takana is what? Do bedika, right? At the beginning, right? At the start of the 14th. We'll get to this question of whether it's the start, but okay. The 14th at night. That's the formal rule, right? Then what would you say? He has to, right? So Kobe says, Hilkach, the therefore, is telling you that since this is the formal gzeirah, right? Meaning, for whatever reason Chazal did it, Chazal said, now you are chayev to do bedika the 14th. That is the formal rule. That even though we're very proud of Kobe, that he's sitting and he's learning all day, right? And we want him to keep learning. Doesn't matter, right? You can give me all the lumdas in the world. But all of this led to Chazal saying there's a takana, do it on the 14th at night, and therefore he has to stop learning until he's done the mitzvah, because even though he could justify doing it earlier, he justify doing it later, well, or whatever, right? Maybe we'll come back to why Torah is different, right? Yes. Let's bracket for the moment the question of what exactly this means. I made a separate source sheet for this question, which is, what does it mean not start, right? But yes, right? Keep that in mind. So fundamentally, one way of reading the Hilkach is that what this is teaching you is this is a formal gzeira. And once it's a formal gzeira, don't start giving me svara that I could do it early, I could do it late, I could do whatever, right? Chazal say, do it at this time, you do it at this time, I don't care who you are, right? Is there another way of reading it? Is there another way of reading the Hilkach? Sure. What's another way of reading the Hilkach? Could you read Hilkach while still saying that the reasons are live reasons? Yes, how? Meaning, if you say what? If you say, let's say what? Let's say, so Kobe is at home all the time. That's fine, right? So maybe him being home is not relevant. But what if you think talk about candles? And you think that candles only work at night, right? So either, like the Yerushalmi, the candles only work at night, period. Or, now we've upgraded Kobe. He actually isn't living in a basement apartment. He's living in a penthouse. And there's plenty of light, right? But there's too much light. So therefore, he really does have to wait according to tonight for the candles to work, right? Because it's just too bright. So then you would say, listen, he just can't do bedika early, right? So you could say, is there a substantive reason why Kobe isn't allowed to wait to do bedika? Yes, which is, or can't do bedika early? Because bedika is best done at night, right? So you could say both of the, on both sides of the equation, you could explain the Hilkach, but obviously there would be a difference, right? That there might be differences depending on what was the Yahweh. Yes. So it's not that it doesn't make a difference. I mean, it doesn't make a difference, but also it doesn't do what a candle is supposed to do for bedika, which is direct light. Remember, right? We'll see a little bit more on Zayin Chet, but it, right, we'll talk about this on Sunday. Well, it does, actually. That's not true. Think about it. Right now, right, there's a lot of light in this room. There's glass walls and everything, right? But where is there going to be more light, right? If you go to the corner, can you add light? You can't really add light here. If I shine my flashlight at the board, lomala velomore, it makes no difference. If I shine it at the corner, it's not true. Right, there's a shadow, right? And the candle helps. So that's, you know, a problem this whole sug is, what exactly you're talking about in that sense.
But okay.
Okay. So let's run through some of these Mefarshim, and then we'll come to the Taz, who's really the one who deals with it most systematically. So look at the Maram Chalava, number 3, where I bolded, the second part where I bolded. Right? Amar Abaye Hilkach, Haitzur Mirabanan Lo Liftach V'idnei. Okay, he says, what is the Hilkach? V'im Domar, my Hilkach, what is the Hilkach? Matnizani. Right, we already know from the Mishnah that Orla Arbas are Boken and Achametz Gaber Jaravid. We already know you have to search for Chametz, right? So, Ikla Meimar, D'imi Matizin, Hav Amina Dizrizot, Kamash Malan, Mehadar Av Nachman, Natan Daimishan, and Lotzim Mivdok, Biyom L'Or Hanir. He says, what is the Hilkach doing? The Hav Amina was. The Hilkach is what? Is rejecting? Srizur. It's saying that the reason that you have to do Bedika early is because Srizur Magdimen. And if it was only about Srizur Magdimen, then what if you're involved in another mitzvah? Is that a legitimate reason to push it off?
Yeah.
Yes. So why do we not do that? Because it isn't about Srizur, it's... So, it's this. Right, it's either people around in candles, or we therefore formalize the rule. But the point is, right, that it's not just Zrizur. It's much more fundamental than Zrizur, because Zrizur Magdimen, you could push off and you could do later. It's generic, and if someone's learning, so sometimes, just like you don't always say, run to Marv, exactly at the earliest time. If, you know, during Seder, we have Marv at 10, right? Because we don't have Marv Dafka as soon as Seder Kol Chavim hits, right? Even if you want to wait, it was Machmer Shita. We don't do Marv right away, right? We wait till after night Seder, right? Because you have a Seder and that's fine, right? That's not legitimate for B'dikat Chametz. Now, there's a problem. He doesn't explain why. All he explains is that if it was reason, it would be legitimate to wait. Yes? But now that it's not only Zrizin Magdim and Lamitzvot, it's not legitimate to wait. Why not? So someone explain to me why. Why doesn't it? Why can't I just wait an hour? Why can't Kobe finish until he finishes? Why can't he wait until he finishes the sugya? What? Okay, right. So then, right, if it was just this, that, well, people are home, right, and you have candles, does that obviously tell you that you have to do it right away?
No.
No, it doesn't, right? So you have to, right? What he doesn't explain is then what is it that makes it the beginning of the night? So Adam says, well, maybe it's this, right? Is that once we say that these rationales lead to a takana, maybe the issue, the nature of the takana is what? Not just do it on the 14th, but at the beginning of the 14th at night. That's the point. Ah, so why is that kind of that way? So now, for a second, why don't you turn to the second I've made for the Rivet. Who specifically says this? And we saw it earlier in the year, but hopefully you remember. Remember we saw this in the context of Lashonaki. That the Rivet says, why do we use the word or? It's not Lashonaki. What does he say? Number 13, the context of the Rivet. Avalatama barur shekol amekamot you tzarich lagdim letchilat alayla kigon bedikar chametz masin vasuot tani or mivneisha adain yesham or hayom veinochoshech. The Ravid says that the takana of bedikar chametz isn't just at night; it's at the beginning of the night, and that's why or doesn't mean night according to the Ravid. What does or mean? Yeah, like the beginning of the night when, like, there's still some light left over from the day. Oh, he doesn't explain why, right? He doesn't explain why. He just says that that's what it means. But now, if you hold for a second, why? 1 second, hold why. But if that's the case, this is basically what he's kind of saying. He's saying, look, the Hilkach only explains why you have to do it at night. The Hilkach doesn't explain why you need to do it at the beginning of the night. Only if you think that takana is to do it not just in the 14th of night, but the beginning of the 14th night, is that why you can't push off bedika, because you're learning. But now you'll ask, according to the Ravid, okay, why? Right? Why is that the case?
Well, depending on myself,
Okay, good. So Kofi says that doesn't make sense. If you think candles only work in the dark, right? So you wait until it's definitely dark, right? So then what might you say? So good. So let's go through some of these possibilities. Why might you say something like the Ravid, that Bedika is at the beginning of the night? So, one possibility is the Ron. No, remember what the Ron said? People are around their homes and have candles, so they only have enough candles for the beginning of the night, right? That's what he thinks the reason is that it's only the beginning of the night that people plan to be home and therefore have budgeted for candles. If you think this, is there a good reason to do it at the beginning of the night? Yes, yeah, so whether you think this is substantive or formal, does it make sense that it's the a beginning of the night, Takana?
But it's still a question.
What? That's not, so he says it's not how things work, right? You need the light that when you come home, that you need minimal light, right? You need minimal candles because it's still the end. So at least, you know, you could set up, say, your dinner in the light. And then like as it finishes, you know, you only need a little bit of candles, right? But according to the Ron, there's at least a reason to say that at the beginning of the night. Now, Gabe says, well, why don't you just save it till later? So you could say, well, if you combine the Ron with this, with saying that what? That all these reasons are only explanations of why we made the Takana. But once we make the Takana, it's done. So then you would say, oh, the Ron is a very good reason to say that that a formal Takana was the beginning of the night, because the Svara made it that the beginning of the night was the best time. Right, so the question of whether the Ron would allow you to push off is going to be dependent on whether this question, right? Whether he thinks the reasons remain relevant or not, right? But in terms of why, for most people, the beginning of the night makes sense, right? Like the Ravid, the Ron is an explanation, right? Because for most people, at the beginning of the night, when... Now, but if you hold like the Ravid, does the Hilkos make a lot of sense? Yes, right, that the Takana is specifically the beginning of the night. Not just night, but beginning of the night. Then is that a good reason to say you're not allowed to learn at the beginning of the night? Yes, that's a very good reason, right? Now, you could ask, you still have to ask within the Ravid, is he saying that formally, like Eitan is suggesting, right, that for whatever reason, we made the Takana that it's the beginning of the night, and once you said that, you have to do it. It doesn't matter if you're learning Torah. Right? Or you could say that no, like the Ron, right, the beginning of the night is just the best time practically, but maybe we didn't formalize it. Then in theory, if you live in a palace, right, and you have endless amounts of candles, right, then maybe you'd be allowed to at least wait till you finish the sugya, right? Maybe. Right. Yeah, Holy up. In Ochanami, right? According to Yerushalmi, it's a little bit weird. Okay. Now, if you look at the Ron himself, right, at number 5, he says, Amar Abai, Helka, Haitzur b'merabanan, Klomar. Since you say candles are better at night, and the mitzvah is ma'akev because of it, don't start learning that. Right, Leil Yitzia Yud Gimel Shiknisa Yudal V'Leil B'Digat Chametz Achiv Dok Dama Mashka Mashka Leishmaita V'Yishkach Mi Livdok. So he just said, look, since we know that you need candles, don't get caught up in learning. Because what might happen? This doesn't really explain, but maybe, yeah, or your candles will burn out, right? Or your candles will burn out. Meaning, if you right, you could just give a very practical svara, which is, listen, if I need candles and they only work at night, so then do it right away, because maybe your candles will burn out. Right. Right, your candle will run out. So you could say, according to the Ram, that it's substantive, and still say to the Hilchos, listen, you need to make sure you have candles, and you don't have so many candles, so at least for most people who have only a certain amount of candles, right, you need to do it. Now you'll say, well, what if I have endless candles? Still, maybe you'll end up learning all night, and then you'll forget, and you'll end up doing it in the morning, but then the candles don't work, right? So therefore, whether you have a glut of candles or you have minimal candles, it makes sense that if you essentially need candles, that when should you do the bidika? At the beginning of the night, right? So you could suggest both on the both if you think that the reason remains relevant, or if you just think it's a formal takana, right? There's good reason to think you have to do it at the beginning of the night, and once you say you have to do it at the beginning of the night, that therefore makes a lot of sense, right? You must do it at the beginning of the night, either because that's the nature of the takana, full stop, or because there are good substantive reasons to do it at the beginning of the night, meaning you need to make sure you have candles, and you need to make sure that you don't, right, run out of the candles or end up learning all night until the day when candles won't work properly anymore. Therefore, there's either formal or substantive reasons to say that Talmud Chacham should not squander the opportunity to do bidika at the beginning of the night. Right? So at the end of the day, you could, the Hilchos could either mean, so the Hilchos could either mean what? It could either mean, right, there are, right, substantive reasons, to check, right, let's say, early in the night, and therefore you can't squander it, or, right, formally, right, we declared that, right, the bidika is tilat halayla. Now, do you have to say Tila Alayla? No. You could say that formally we said it's at night, but why can't you start learning? Because you might learn all night, or you might run out of candles, right? This is a very, one way of reading this is it's Tila Alayla, the beginning of the night, and that's why obviously you can't squander the beginning of the night. The other is you might end up learning all night, right? And that it will be bad according to, even if you don't think that takana is specifically the beginning of the night, right? What would the nafkamina be between those two? Right, what's the nafkamina between saying that the gzera is formally the beginning of the night, and therefore you can't learn the beginning of the night, or the takana is at night, but you can't learn at the beginning of the night because you might get caught up and forget to do any bidika that night. What's the difference? What if you won't forget? What do you mean you won't forget? What if you, or put it differently, like we do in other mitzvot, what if I hire Binyamin to remind me? Or put an alarm. Fine. Right? Or put an alarm. Right? What if I... What? Sure. Whatever reminder you want. Right? So then, if it's about, if the takana is technically the form, the beginning of the night, would that help? No. Right? But if it's night and we're just worried that you're going to forget and get caught up in your learning, then does setting a reminder potentially help? Yes. Right? Yes. Okay. So if you want to look a little bit farther, look, go to these sources at the end, right? About the start of the night or all night. So we saw the Ravid thinks takana is the beginning of the night. The Katuv Sham L'Raiva, number 13. So look at the Olat Shabbat in number 14. So he says, okay, let's leave learning aside for the second. Should you daven Maariv first? Right? This is another Nafkamina. Right? I'm not pushing it off by a lot. Right? Learning, you might get caught up. Right, so we said one nafkamina for whether the reason you have to do it at the beginning of the night is because the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, or we don't want you to do something that will risk you not doing bidika at all, is what if you set a reminder? But another nafkamina is what if You do something at the beginning of the night, which is not that long, and is set time, Marv, right? So if you think that the takana is the beginning of the night, so then maybe you would say, can you daven Marv first? No, it's a special rule. But if you say that what? Really, the takana is all night. It's just that learning you can't do, because learning you might get caught up in. Then could you daven Marv first? Yes, and if you can daven Marv first, should you? Yes, what do we call that? There's a reason we also call it Tadir Rishino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. In general, right? That we have a more common mitzvah. So what does he say? So the Ola Shabbat says, Hinemi Divrei Harayve, the Gadavti Lel, the Midayek Nikdani, or Lar Bazar. Manacharach Levdok Samach Lekniset Alayla. According to the Raya, you have to do it specifically the beginning of the night. Hine Al Karchach Svir Lady Levdok Trila. So according to the Raya, clearly you have to do Mariv after Bidika, right? Because the takan is the beginning of the night. Dim lokin, or yefshar lo livdok samuk lo kinis al laila, because otherwise you couldn't do it, right? The beginning of the night. Datsar li pal tfilar av etchila. V'chein goes of a bach, and that's the bach position. V'chein nir ikar. However, the bach gives a practical reason. Mi wa bach mechalek, dim ragel shem et bal b'chol pam, b'veikil yivdok tchila d'lo shachayshinan b'ragel sheyishkach. He says, maybe, it depends. Right, the Bach then hedges, and he says, well, it depends. If you normally go to shul, right, like you have a set Marev that you go to, so then definitely do Bedika first. Why? Because by doing Bedika first, you're not going to risk missing Marev. What? Right, but if you daven, if you're the type of person always davens at home, the Bach says, look, I know that you should do Bedika first, but like, you might just forget, right? Daven Marav, otherwise you might forget, right? So he hedges a little bit, but mentally he thinks that the mitzvah is at the beginning of the night, and therefore, mikra, then really, if you can, you should do bedika before Marav. It's not just learning, it's before anything. If you look at the Makor Chaim in number 15, so the Makor Chaim was written by, let's see if you know who he is, right? Makor Chaim is not his most famous book. It's written by someone named Reb Yaakov Ben Yaakov Leuberbaum from Lisa. Right? What is his more? He's more famously known by his Perush on Choshen Mishpat rather than Perush on Rochayim, which is the Nesivis, the Netivod HaMishpat, right? One of the most important commentaries on Choshen Mishpat. But yes, his name is Reb Yaakov Ben Yaakov Leuberbaum. No, his father's name was Steve, but we just call him Yaakov and Yaakov for fun. Yes, his father's name was Yaakov also. Yes, he's Yaakov and Yaakov. So,
do we know who Yaakov is?
So now he A deals with this question, and B he deals with Kobe's question, which is how could the Ravid say what he says? If you want the candles to be effective, don't you have to wait till it's fully dark, right? So he says, "I'm Magen Avram to bear samach lo kinisat alayla." Magen Avram seems to think like the Ravid that it's the beginning of the night. V'hainu kodem tzeda kochavim, even before tzeit. Upaleg ataz, this is against the taz. Should sober should tzarich lahamtin ad seda kochavim. Who thinks you need to wait until the stars come out? We'll see in the moment of the taz. The taz proves it from the two reasons. Tam echad b'shash shem ne'adam mitzvim b'vateyem. V'tam sheni she'or nafa yavel avdika. V'lazeh katav. The tam she'or aner tzutrach she'e tzarich lahamtin alayla. Where the taz says, listen, these are two reasons, and just like Kobe said before, if one of the reasons is you need contrast, right? You need dark so that the candle works. Well, that means you need dark. And therefore the Taz says it has to be tzeit. Right? So you have the Magen Avraham, which says even before it's tzeit. And the Taz says no. Tzeit ha-kochavim. Ulefiyah niyadayti niyaradi ishlomer digam kodim tzeit ha-kochavim ora niyaryafel abdika. He says, I think that candles work even before it's tzeit. But you still need a candle. The candle is just telling you can't do it during the day. And that's why if you did it in the 13th during the day, you'd have to do bedika again on the 14th at night. The gam sarachai time la inin nimshach lo shmaitiv avar velo bada tchilad lel yadalid become long sarach la hafsik mishum dikar halayla. And it's telling you that you need to stop learning to check. Now he says, why do you have to stop learning? So he says, according to the Taz, ikar tagana bitchilad dafka geishli yashiv ipshitut. If you think the reason is the beginning of the night, it's easy. Right, that the reason is that this mitzvah is the beginning of the night, and that's why, specifically by Bedikat Chametz, you can't learn at night. I gave you just a summary in the Piskei Tshuvot in 16, where he says, Mashenkin bazed de kabu chacham vazman l'chatchila tekev v'tchila alayla, imkena shia gufa below achila asur shegi azman. He says, if it's the beginning of the night, another nafkamina, so he said, one is Mariv, what about just doing nothing? Are you allowed to tarry? Meaning, you're just tired. You're just like, I need to sit down for a second. Right? Do you have to like push yourself to start right away? So if you think that the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, the answer is yes. If it's that, we don't want you to get caught up in something else. But the mitzvah is any time during the night. Okay, so I would tell you don't lie down and go to sleep. Fine. But if I said, I want to meditate first. One second. I want to make sure that I'm
understand that I'm rooting out
the maybe I'm biased now because I'm exhausted.
Whatever, right? So he says, what about just Shehiya? So he says, if you think that it has to be beginning of the night, Dafka, then you can't even hang out, right? And that's the position of the Taz, Bichadar, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Gra, right? And it's not that it's the mitzvah all night, but you do it at the beginning to make sure you don't forget. However, he says, the Tur, the Magen Avraham, Makor Chaim, think that the mitzvah is all night. Right? And therefore, the only reason you can't learn is because learning is something that you get caught up in. But if you just want to take a 1 minute to collect your thoughts, you're allowed to do that? Yes. Right? And now he brings a bunch of other nafkaminas. And nafkamina b'nehem, aleph, is whether you can wait around, right? You can just, you know, do nothing for a little bit. If you think that the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, obviously you can't do that. If you think the mitzvah is all night, we just don't want you to get caught up in something else, then as long as you're not doing something that will get you caught up in something, it is fine. Nafkamina, one. Second is what I said, setting an alarm clock or setting binyamin to remind me. Does that help? If the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, dafka, does it help? No, because I missed it. If it's that, it's all night, I just don't want to forget, does that help?
Sure.
Yes. And therefore he says that b'sharat chak, he thinks l'chadchila, you should do it at the beginning of the night, but b'sharat chak, if you need to, then rely on the second svar and get someone to remind you. And if someone is so tired, like Mordechai said, what if someone is so exhausted, he just can't check? Right, and he just needs to take, and he just needs to take a nap so that he can function and concentrate on the bidika. So then he says, "Bidiavad, what should he do? Take a nap and make sure that someone drags him out of bed so that he does bidika." And then he brings another nafkamina, which is, "What if?" What if you need to eat a little bit to be strong enough to do bidika? Right? You're not having a meal. You're just having a little bit of food to give you strength. So if it's because you have to do the beginning of the night, the answer is?
No.
Too bad. Right? If it's that, no, the mitzvah is all night. It's just that we don't want you to forget. So then if you're eating in a way that's clearly going to not get you caught up, right? You're not having sitting down for a meal. You have a
granola bar,
right? Classic, give me energy, right? You have a granola bar and three shots of espresso, right? What? Right, or whatever, right? Okay. Let us... Okay. Is everyone clear on the basic logical structure, right? I mean, all these be shown in, we'll flesh it out differently. But basically, right, to review quickly, and then I want to look at the Taz, right? So again, yesterday we dealt with the questions of one answer, two answers. And then we said, we have to deal with two questions. Is the right? Are these reasons lying, right? Or is it formalized, right? The nafkamina being, what if I can explain away why it's why all the reasons apply for me to do B'nigarui. So we saw, for example, in the Me'iri that he thinks it's substantive. As long as I can explain why, for me, I'm home anyways, and it's dark, right, then I'm allowed to do it early. Right? Now, whether that means during the day, if you don't hold like the Yerushalmi, that candles don't work during the day, or you hold that we're talking about the 13th at night, right? According to all those shittot, in theory, you could do it early. And this comes back to what we were talking about, is the 14th unique or not. But if you think it's formalized, then no matter what, you always have to do it 14th at night. Within that context, we asked, what is this halakha? So we said, well, here you have to add just one more factor, which is, whether it's substantive or whether it's formal, is the time for bedika all night or the beginning of the night? Right? And now, once we have all this together, we can say, what does the hilkaf mean? So the hilkaf could either mean the reasons are substantive, but practically it makes sense to do bedika at the beginning of the night, and therefore you can't learn at the beginning of the night. Or, formally, the takana is the beginning of the night, and therefore you have to do bedika at the night, even if you're learning. And then the question of whether this limitation is only on learning on other things depends on whether you actually believe the reason you need to do it at the beginning of the night is because there's a mitzvah to do it at the beginning of the night, or we don't want you to forget to do bdika at all. Nafkamina being, if you think that it has to be the beginning of the night, so then you can't tarry for no reason. You can't rely on someone to remind you an alarm clock. You can't daven, maybe you can't daven marav before, maybe you can't have a snack, even it's going to give you energy, because the mitzvah is the beginning of the night, and that's it. But if you think, no, the mitzvah is all night, we just want to make sure you don't forget, so then a short snack might be fine, marav might be fine, setting an alarm clock might let you do other things, right? So if it's a takana, probably not. Well, no, it depends. If the takana is all night, then yes, right? If the takana is beginning of the night, presumably that won't help you. Right? But if it's substantive, or the takana is all night, then presumably you could come up with exceptions. Yes. The takana is doing on the 14th at night, not necessarily the beginning of the night. In a chaname, but you might fall asleep. Correct. If you think it's all night, it allows for wiggle room as long as you make sure that you don't forget to do it. For sure. That's exactly the point. Okay. Let us just look at the Taz. I don't want to continue more on this source sheet after this, because at least we've covered all the main conceptual points. But if you look at the Taz is really the one who I think most systematically deals with all these questions. I know he's a little bit hard to read, but I want to tell you, every question we've dealt with, the Taz is trying to answer. Okay? So look at the Taz. He says, Gamatur Hatik Shteit Amim Elu. He says the Torah quotes both reasons. Vinira de Tsriche Litravai. You need both. So first thing, what does he think? Right? The first question he answers, is it one answer or two answers?
Two.
Right? And what does he think? Do you need, is it primary or do you need both? They both add something. Which one does he think? They both add. The alcohol panim be inan sha'a mivureret likva babadika daina lomar shi shinui bauto sha'a vish barosha. He says, the reason you need to set a time is because it needs to be a time, and not just any time, but a time that is evident that there is change. So, he says, think about the three suggestions of the Gemara when you do badika. What were they? 6 hours in the day. More first thing in the morning and first thing at night, right? Which is 6 hours in the day, right? He says, now all of those are times where they're not just a random time. They are a time that you can point to that has a change, because 6 hours in the day is, it's chatzot, right? The zman of biur, right? Going backwards, right? Chatzot, right? When the sun's in the middle, that's the zman of biur, right? It's a significant time. The first thing in the morning is, you know, the first thing in the morning, and the first thing at night is the first thing at night. Right? Ugh, cats. Oh my God. Just open the door wide. Avi, open that door wide and chase it towards. Thank you, Avi. Okay, so he says Vishinu is Rachamim d'oraita, but Safra Yishinu Machman Agdamah's reason, right? So he says at 6 hours, it's halachically significant because that's the time of Bior. In the morning is significant because of Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvah. And the only time at night that's different from everything else is the beginning. Sha'az derech adam lavo leveito mechutz, because that's when people come home. El biadam ragil yot. Oh no, sorry. Bein hashmasha b'oktat yom. V'tzarech, so he says, you need a time that's significant, right? So we settle on night, beginning of the night, because it's significant, it's different. Why is it different? It's when people come home, right? But what time do people come home? Bein hashmasha. So why don't you start doing it at Bein hashmasha?
Because that's when they're coming home. That's not when they're home.
So according to him, no. That's what the second reason adds. People come home at Bein HaShmasho, but he agrees with Kobe, unlike the Makor Chayim, that there's not night yet and candles don't shine yet because it needs to be dark, right? And therefore he says it's two reasons and both are necessary. One, to tell you that we, instead of choosing 6 hours into the day or the first thing in the morning, we choose when people come home, right? That's, right, what tells us we do it at night. What tells us that we wait till tzeit is that we need the candles.
Because otherwise you would say if you just do it at Bein HaShmasho, then you might as well do it at 6 hours.
Or whatever, because it's not dark enough, right? Yeah. And the candle isn't effective enough, right? Correct, but, right, the Gemara wants to do it earlier, but fine. Right, that's how he reads the Gemara. Okay? So he answers the question that it's both and they're additive. Right? One tells you night, and the other tells you you have to wait till tzeit. Then how does he read the Hilkach? So in Bet, he quotes the whole Gemara, and he says very clearly. He says, the Gemara Amar Rav Nachman Yisrael Shazacharti, Amar Abai Hilkach Surmi Rabbanan Lo Liftach Bidnei Be'urta V'chulei. Uktat kasha. I have a question. My hilkach shaychot Rav Nachman b'taym shalom. What is this hilkach? Why is it unique to Rav Nachman? Right. The lol gufa de maznitzin. The or liyadalid. Why don't you just say hilkach? The mitzvah bedika chameis. You shouldn't be learning. You should be doing bedika. Why did we wait till our Gemara after we bring the two reasons to say, and therefore you should learn? So you shouldn't learn. You should do bedika. Now he tells you, before I even read it in the Taz, what's his answer? Right, he says, well, what's the problem? You need to do it. I know, these are very long sentences. He says, well, think about it. You're home, and you need to do it at night, and you need to do it at Seder Kochavim. So what might you end up doing? Coming home and during Bein HaShmasho, start learning something. But you can't. Why not?
Because that's too close.
Right, exactly, because you need to do it as soon as
Tzeit drops,
and right, that's when. Right, and that's when the candles start to be
necessary.
Effective, right? And the Taz holds like the Ravid that it's not just any time when candles are effective, but it's, right, what did he say? The nature of the Takana is that when do you do it? And a recognizable time, right? What's a recognizable time? Only the beginning of a period, right? That's why he said the Gemara has three possibilities, and they are right before Bior, first thing in the morning, or first thing at night. And therefore he says, if that's the case, the mitzvah, right, the takana is the beginning of a time period. Why this time period? Because it's when people are home. And why it's Seit? Because you need candles, but you can't be doing anything else, right?
Why does he think that I mean, like, he says that the theme is that if they're at the beginning of time period, but why is that substantial? Is that supposed to be a reminder?
So it seems to be more than that for him, right? It's that the nature of Takano, right? For him, it sounds like the nature of Takano is we only do it at an identifiable time. And to say night is not identifiable, right?
So according to the Taz, I think he really goes in this direction, right? That the reason it's the beginning of the night is because it's a formal Takano, right? So if we just summarize what we have now, okay? So very, very quickly, right? So the questions that we dealt with are, the first question is it one or two answers, right? And, right, if two, right, are they, right, is it both, right, either, or, right, primary, which could have been one or two, right? Second question is, right, does the why still affect the what, right, or not? And the third question, right, or another way of saying this is this Takana formal, right? The third question was Sila Tamaila, right, is the beginning of the night versus night, but don't forget, right? And then the fourth question is, how is all of this supposed to explain, right, the Isser to learn, right? Those are the four questions that we had, right, in the sugya. Yes? Right? So as we saw basically every single position taken up on this, on whether it's one answer or two, right? We saw certain Rishonim very explicitly say that these reasons remain alive, like the Meiri. And others, seemingly like the Taz, who say, no, the point of this is that it's formal, and that's why you must start then. Tchila, is it the beginning of the night? That's the Ravid, that's the Taz. Or is it all night? We just don't want you to forget. That's the Magen Avraham and others. Nafkamina, on this question is, what about Mariv? What about if you have a reminder? What about eating? What about etc.? Right? And then, how do we explain, what? He didn't explain why. He just said that's what four means. Right? The reason you might say Tchila, so, right, so either because, we'll see, some people think that it's Dafka when there's light, that you want the combination of the residual light and the candles, but okay, fine, which is like the opposite of the Yerushalmi.
No, it's the best time.
And then we said, how do you explain the Yisr to learn? So either it's because the substantive reasons explain why you shouldn't, right, why you should be doing it at night, or no. The whole point is there's a formal takana, maybe even a formal takana at the beginning of the night, and that's why you can't be learning at that time. Okay? What we'll deal with on Sunday is the question of specifically the candle, right? How important is this candle?
That is the sugya on Zayinim and Bet Techerim and Aleph. So both, how important is the candle, and whether the reasons and... What I want you to do is focus not just on how important is a candle, but why does Gemara think the candle is important, and therefore, does it make sense that for these purposes a flashlight works, since that's what you wanted to do? So I made a search that deals with those two parts, both the sort of basic sugya. When we finish that, the two last issues that I want to deal with in this sugya are, one is, what is unique about learning, right? And is this really only about learning, or is it about doing other things also? And I want to spend one day on what is the nature of the mitzvah, of the value of Zrizin Magdim and the mitzvah, right? Since it's sort of been in the background of some of this. So again, I want to deal with that. And then once we do those two things, well, I'll be in England for 2 days next week, so someone else will probably teach you then. But when I come back, we'll do the next big sugya on the Gemara, which is Socher Maskir, which is a fascinating sugya. And then we'll see where we go from there.